Welcome back. Today we're doing an advanced Ableton Live lesson. Jungle Shuffle with minimal elements. And when I say minimal, I mean it. We're not hiding behind 10 layers of breaks and percussion. We're going to use a tiny palette and still make it roll hard at drum and bass tempo. That's the whole point. Pure elements means every micro timing move, every velocity choice, every envelope tweak, every little bit of space becomes obvious. Minimal Jungle is basically groove under a microscope. By the end, you'll have an 8-bar loop at about 172 BPM that feels alive, not like a copy-paste loop. Kick, snare, hats, one ghost layer, and optional tiny accents later for lift. Then we'll talk about how to evolve it over 32 bars without clutter. Alright, set up with me. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot. Fast enough to feel like jungle. Slow enough to hear the pocket clearly while you build. Set your grid to 1/16, and keep in mind we'll jump to 1/32 when we place or edit ghosts. Now create 4 MIDI tracks and name them. Drums kick, drums snare, drums hats, and drums ghosts. Yes, you could do this inside a single drum rack, but the reason I'm separating tracks is control. Minimal music needs surgical control over timing, transience, and space. Separate tracks make it easier to treat each role differently without your processing getting tangled. Next, sample choice. This matters more than usual because we're not layering. Pick a kick that's short and punchy, minimal tail. You want it to punch and then get out of the way so it doesn't fight your bass later. Pick a snare with a bright crack and some body, but not a long room. In minimal jungle, long room can turn into a constant hissy smear. You can add space with returns later, which you can control and automate. Pick a closed hat that's crisp but not harsh. Avoid those hats with a nasty spike in the top end that makes your ears tired after 8 bars. Minimal drums expose hats brutally. And pick one ghost source, a quieter snare, a rim, a little filtered break hit, something small. The ghost layer is not there to become a second snare. It's there to imply break complexity while staying minimal. Quick workflow tip. If you do this kind of music a lot, build a tiny minimal jungle palette in Ableton Collections. 5 kicks, 5 snares, 5 hats, 5 ghosts. When you're working fast, choice paralysis is the enemy of groove. Now let's program the skeleton. This is the anchor, and we're going to keep it reliable. On the kick track, make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Put a kick on the first downbeat, 1.1.1. Optionally add a second kick on 1.3.1, if you want a little more push. For this lesson, keep it minimal. Start with just the downbeat kick. Then decide if you need the second one after the hats and ghosts are moving. On the snare track, 1-bar MIDI clip. Put the snare on 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. That's your classic DDNB backbeat. Loop both clips out for 8 bars. Now, do a quick pocket mapping check. In minimal jungle, each element has a job. The snare is your reference grid. It's the authority. The hats carry most of the swing identity. The ghosts create momentum and the illusion of density. And the kick is punctuation, not a constant engine. So here's a pro workflow that keeps you from getting lost. Start by making snare and hats feel good together. Then add ghosts, and only then confirm the kick isn't messing with the snare's authority. Before we do hats, let's set some simple stock processing so everything's in the right neighborhood. On the kick track, at EQ 8, high pass gently around 25 to 30 HC, just cleaning sub-rumble you don't need. If it's boxy, a tiny dip around 250 to 350 HC can help. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 3 to 8. Keep boom at 0 for now. Minimal doesn't mean fake sub. Transience up, like plus 10 to plus 25, so the kick speaks. Then add saturator. Soft clip on. Drive just 1 to 3 dB. This is mostly for peak control and a bit of thickness, not distortion. On the snare track, EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 160 HC to keep low end clean for kick and bass. If you need bite, a small boost around 2 to 5 KHC. Then drum bus, drive 2 to 6, transience plus 5 to plus 20. You're trying to get the snare to feel like it has a physical crack without turning it into a flat compressed click. Optionally, add utility to manage stereo decisions later. A lot of people like to keep low stuff mono. Snare fundamentals can be kept centered. You can handle that with EQ or utility depending on your preference. Now the hats. This is the engine of minimal jungle. On the hats track, load simpler. One-shot mode. Drop in your closed hat sample. In simpler, set voices to 1. This is a big deal. With voices at 1, hats won't stack and smear when notes overlap. That keeps your groove clean at high tempo. Enable the filter and set it to high pass somewhere, around 400 to 800 HC depending on how heavy the hat is. Then set the amp envelope decay short, tight. You want definition, not a washy line of constant noise. Now program the hat rhythm. We're going for that late 16th propulsion. On a 1/16 grid, start by placing hats on the late 16ths around each beat. So you're aiming at the 3rd and 4th 16th of each beat. In Ableton's bar beat 16th language, start with hats at 1.1.3 and 1.1.4, then 1.2.3 and 1.2.4, then 1.3.3 and 1.3.4, and 1.4.3 and 1.4.4. Loop that one bar. Listen, you should already feel a rolling push without needing a full break. Now, do not swing your whole drum bus. That's a common mistake. If you swing kick and snare at this stage, you're going to destabilize your anchor. Swing hats and ghosts first. Open the groove pool. Grab an Ableton swing groove like swing 16-65 as a starting point. Set timing around 15-25%, random 2-6%, just a touch. Velocity 8-20% if you want it to also shape dynamics. Apply that groove only to the hat's clip. Now listen against the snare. The snare should still feel like it's landing dead center, and the hats should create the swing around it. Here's the advanced move. Treat swing as two layers. Groove pool is your micro swing within the clip. Track delay is your macro placement of the whole instrument. So once your groove feels close, audition the hat track delay at 0 ms, then plus 3 ms, then plus 6 ms. Listen to snare impact while doing this. If the snare stops feeling centered, you pushed it too far. A live times, plus 2 to plus 5 ms is enough to make hats feel behind the beat without sounding sleepy. Now velocity. This is where minimal grooves go from okay to oh wow. Set up a velocity system. Think in rolls, not randomness. Accents. Velocity around 90 to 110. Medium. 55 to 75. Ghost hats. 25 to 45. And don't just scatter it. Make a repeatable shape across the bar, like a drummer's hand motion. The pattern can loop, but the shape should feel intentional. Extra advanced tip. Velocity is not only loudness, it's timbre. If your sample responds to velocity, you can make quiet hits darker and loud hits brighter. In simpler, map velocity to filter frequency, so softer hits are filtered a bit more. That creates depth without adding more samples. It's one of the best minimal but alive tricks you can do. Cool, now the ghosts. On the ghosts track, load simpler with a quiet snare ghost, rim, or a super short filtered break hit. Keep it short and controlled. Place ghosts with classic jungle logic, little nudges before and between snares. Try a quiet hit just before the snare on beat 2, like at 1.1.4 or 1.2.4, depending on how you're feeling the bar and how your hats are laid out. Between the snares, try 1.3.2 and 1.3.4, and before the snare, on beat 4, try 1.3.4 or 1.4.4. Now micro-time them. This is where you create personality. If you want urgency, push ghosts slightly early, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds. If you want a drunk rolling swing, pull them late, plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. Just don't accidentally create a messy flam. If you hear a double snare effect you didn't mean, back up and simplify. There's a really slick trick here. The micro flam illusion without an actual flam. Instead of stacking two snares, put a super quiet ghost 10 to 20 ms before the main snare, and high pass it hard so it's mostly click. It reads like a human lead-in, not like two snares fighting each other. Process ghosts with restraint. At EQ 8, high pass 200 to 400 HC so they don't step on the snare body. If they're harsh, dip around 5 to 9 kHz. Add auto filter, with a small envelope amount to make each hit slightly animate. Keep it subtle. This is tiny movement, not listen to my filter. Add a light saturator, so low velocity notes remain audible without you turning them up. A great way is saturator before EQ. Then EQ out what you don't like. You get perceived detail without raising level. Now let's make minimal feel big using space, but we'll do it the pro way. Returns, not insert reverb everywhere. Create two return tracks. Return A is a short drum room. Put hybrid reverb on it, convolution mode, small room. Decay around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 ms. After the reverb, at EQ 8, high pass 250 to 400 Hz. Low pass 8 to 12 kHz, we're carving it so the room adds dimension, without adding mud or fizzy top. Send the snare a little, something like minus 12 to minus 18 dB. Ghosts even less, minus 18 to minus 24. Hats, either none or extremely low. If the reverb is obvious in minimal jungle, it's usually too loud. Return B is a tempo delay texture. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/16 dotted. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter it. High pass around 400 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz, and a subtle mod so it doesn't sound static. Send a tiny bit from ghosts, and automate occasional sends from hats during fills or transitions. Think DJ style throws. One hit goes into the delay, then immediately back to dry. Now group all your drum tracks into a drum group. This is where you glue, but you do not flatten. On the drum group, add glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're getting 4 or 6 dB, you're probably shaving off the transient contrast that makes jungle feel heavy. Then drum bus. Drive 1 to 3. Transients plus 5 to plus 15. Optional limiter thin and just catching peaks. Safety. At loudness. Teacher note. If your groove suddenly feels small, it's usually because you compressed too hard or you made everything the same perceived volume. Jungle shuffle needs contrast. Quiet notes make loud hits feel louder. Now do a phase and mono reality check, because minimal exposes everything. Put utility on the drum group and toggle mono on and off. If hats disappear or the snare changes dramatically, fix it now. It might be stereo width from a return, or a sample with weird phase. Minimal production doesn't hide stereo problems, it spotlights them. Alright, now arrangement. This is where minimal jungle separates beginners from pros. The rule is mutations, not new layers. You're going to evolve the groove mostly by changing behavior, timing, velocity, filter, decay, and return sends. Not by adding a new percussion track every 8 bars. Here's a clean 32-bar plan. Bars 1 through 8. Intro loop. Start with kick and hats only. If you want tension, leave out the snare for the first 2 bars, then bring it in at bar 3. Automate the hat filter slightly opening over the 8 bars. Tiny movement. Bars 9 through 16. Main groove. Bring in ghosts. Start doing small echo throws on 1 or 2 ghost hits per bar, but automate it so it's selective. Bars 17 through 24. Variation. Remove a kick occasionally, like in bar 20 or 22. Add a single open hat accent every 2 bars at low velocity, just enough to lift, not enough to become a new layer. Bars 25 through 32. Fill and reset. One bar mini fill using the same elements. Increase ghost density slightly, or switch to a second groove setting for hats. This audio version is shortened for playback.